When it comes to happiness, which circumstance do you think it's easier to stay happy? Somebody who is in chronic pain, who has no energy, or the opposite? Welcome to the Principles of Success, and today we are talking about the principles of health.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So today and over the next several weeks, I want to talk about the different attributes of success underneath the microscope of happiness. Because like I said at the very beginning of this episode, which do you think it's easier to be happy? If your body's working good or if it's not? It's way easier to be happy when you're not in chronic pain. It's way easier to be happy when you have energy. I don't know about you, but I get pretty grumpy, pretty stressed when I'm tired. Now again, happiness is a choice. It's a mental choice that you have to do. But it's a whole lot easier to make that mental choice when your body is working properly. Now, if you want a deep dive on all the different principles of health, go check out season 2 of the podcast. Today, I'm just going to ramble about the different principles that assist you in being functional so that way you are happy. And the first principle, the most obvious principle, the easiest principle to maintain your health and to be happy that nobody does is to get some freaking sleep. Out of the last 7 days, how many of those days would you say you were well rested? It is so much easier to enjoy life. It is so much easier to perform when you actually have the rest that your body needs. Now, the 8 hours is a rule of thumb, but most of you aren't getting anywhere near 8 hours. Some people need 9. Others need 7.5. Very, very few people, the number is pretty much 0, very few people operate at 100% under 7 hours of sleep. Now, you might have a real hard time, even if you make the effort to stay asleep for 7 hours, but that's because your body's not used to it, not because that's what it needs. There's a challenge that one guru likes to give, and it is to set up a weekend where you get black trash bags, blackout curtains, remove any possible source of light from the room. It needs to be pitch black. No electronics whatsoever. No little glowing light of a alarm clock. Nothing. Zero sources of light. After you do all of that, wear an eye mask and then go to sleep. That weekend, your body might end up sleeping for 12 hours because it's been so sleep deprived for so long. And it's amazing how much more disciplined you are, how much more energy you have, how much more you can get done when you actually get the amount of sleep that you need. I would much rather have 4 hours to work on something at 100% effectiveness from being not sleep deprived than having 8 hours at 70% effectiveness. Just a half an hour of sleep difference can make all the difference in the world. Not exaggerating, I easily get 2 times as much of stuff done on the days where I am fully rested than I do where the days I'm mostly fully rested and I'm only slightly short on sleep. So if you want to be productive, if you want to be happy, if you want to enjoy your life, get to sleep. And on that note, a bedtime routine is more important than a morning routine. If you go to bed at a set time, you're going to naturally wake up at a set time. You don't need an alarm clock if you go to bed when you're supposed to. So that's the first principle. Sleep. Second principle of happy health. Sunlight. The people who are most keenly aware of the role that sunlight plays in your levels of happiness are the people who suffer from SAD, seasonal something disorder. Basically, during the winter months, people get sad, the winter blues, because you're not getting enough sun. But here's the thing, even during the summertime, you're not getting enough sun. Why is everybody in the world miserable right now? Because they're not getting enough sun. You wake up in your dark apartment, you spend a couple of minutes in the sun, in a car where you're protected from the sun, on your way to work. if the sun is even up on when you are on your way to work. Then you spend all day staring at a blue screen, not getting any sunlight, and then you come home and you're tired, so you go and sit on your couch and stare at another blue screen and not get any sunlight. The bare minimum of what you need to have noticeable increases in your happiness is an hour of sunlight a day where your arms and your face are exposed to the sun. During the wintertime, that's a lot harder because there's not that much sun to begin with. You can have entire weeks where it's overcast and cloudy, and only your face is exposed. But during the summertime, people still struggle with that. But here's the thing. Those numbers, that hour a day, is taking from a sample group of everyone who is highly sun-deprived, vitamin D-deprived. The hour a day is what's required to prevent catastrophic deficiencies. Not what you need to be happy and healthy, what you need to not suffer immeasurably. If you think about it, your great-grandparents, not even that long ago, your great-grandparents spent most of the day outside. You're supposed to be spending most of your time outside getting that vitamin D. We are not plants, but if you stick a houseplant in the middle of your house where there's no sunlight, give it all the food and water that it could ever need, it'll still die. If you take a human and stick them in a cubicle all day and give them all the food and water they ever need, they won't die, but they sure will wish they could. You need sun to be happy. And no, sun does not cause skin cancer. Sunburns cause skin cancer. So just don't get burnt. When you start feeling a little toasty, you're done for the day. Go inside. And the only reason why sunburns are so prevalent is because we spend all day, every day, inside, so our bodies never build up that tan that they're supposed to. You get super pale in the winter because your skin is trying to absorb as much of the minimum sunlight as possible. And then over the course of the spring, you're supposed to start building up a tan. So that way during the summer, where there's lots of sun, you don't get burnt. So, principle one, sleep. Principle two, get at least the bare minimum an hour of sunlight every single day. Now, the cool thing and the bad thing about sunlight is it's specifically vitamin D, is it's kind of like a bank account. If you get 8 hours of sun on one day, you build up that reserve and you don't have to go out for the next several days. The catch is, if you spend 8 hours one single day, you're probably going to get burnt. So it's a better idea to spread it out more or less evenly. But if you're going to spend the next several days inside listening to your boss yell at you, spend a good chunk of your time outside during the weekend. So sleep, sun, let's talk about food. There are brain toxins that make it a whole lot harder to be happy. Those include things like alcohol, sugar, caffeine. They all dampen your brain's ability to produce the happy chemicals that you need to be happy. They're also all highly addictive. And then when you go through withdrawals of not having them, it's a whole lot harder to be happy. So those are not foods. You should avoid them. But there's a couple of foods that will make you happy short term, as in a couple of minutes, but won't necessarily make you happy over the course of the day. Namely, grains and refined carbohydrates. Now, I've shifted my tune on grains over the last couple of years. Grains are still not the best for your brain, which means not the best for happiness. But most of that is due to them being genetically modified, chemically drenched, highly refined pieces of crap that you consume. A bowl of heritage oats with no pesticides on them do not cause anywhere near of the inflammation or brain fog that a bowl of cereal will cause. You're not going to have a lot of energy if you start your day off with a bowl of Lucky Charms. It's just not going to be good. Even if you're trying to be healthy and have something like a bagel, you're still going to get a good amount of brain fog from it, and your body's going to have an inflammatory response. But it's not just grains. Anything highly processed is going to cause you more brain fog, which is an inflammation, both of which will hinder your ability to be happy. The more processed something is, the more likely that's going to occur, and the harder it is to be happy. So, an apple, good. Give you a good amount of energy. Banana, good. Give you a good amount of energy. Apple sauce, nowhere near as good. Still definitely better than Lucky Charms, but nowhere close to being as good as an apple. A bowl of granola is a processed grain, but it'll be less inflammatory than a granola bar. Buying a head of lettuce is going to be so much better than buying a pre-made Caesar salad. You know, like the ones that you can find in the grocery store that are in a little plastic bowl with a thin peel-off lid, and then you have your salad ready to go. Don't get me wrong, that pre-made salad is still definitely better than a Pop-Tart. But the less refined, the less processed, the less industrial chemicals your food has on it, the easier it is for your body to function properly, so that way you're happy. Now, when it comes to the nutrition of happiness, meat is king. Now, I'm not a carnivore. I don't believe that you should be eating tons and tons of meat. But when it comes to the building blocks required for your brain to produce the happy chemicals, meat is king. It's also one of the main reasons why we naturally want to eat more meat in the wintertime. Because while you're getting less sunlight, you can get a lot of the nutrients that you get directly from the sun from meat. So if you're struggling to be happy, especially during the wintertime, do your best to get as much sleep as you need, get as much sunlight as possible, and maybe increase your consumption of meat. And you probably will notice an increase in your mood fairly rapidly. Now let's switch to the fourth principle, and this one we're going to talk about, physical well-being. Because nothing ruins a good mood better than pain. I was in a car wreck a while back, and I'm totally blaming all of my problems right now on that car wreck. But I was in a car wreck a while back, and because of that car wreck, they actually don't know what the cause is, but because of that car wreck, I am currently doing 5 hours of physical therapy every single day. And if I do that, I'm not in pain. If I don't do that, my wrists and my shoulder ache nonstop. It is constant, unbearable, annoying agony. And you know what happens when I'm in pain? I am a whole lot less charitable. I'm a whole lot less happy. I'm a whole lot less disciplined. My little sister has fibromyalgia, which basically means she lives with chronic pain every moment of her existence. Now, there is a lot of things that you could do to mitigate that, to eliminate that, to bearable, almost non-existent measures, but it takes a lot of work. And when you're in constant pain, the last thing you want to do is be disciplined. I eat very healthy on a regular basis. When my pain was at its peak, I didn't care. I wanted a bag of gummy lifesavers, and I was going to buy myself a bag of gummy lifesavers because who cares about trying to be healthy when I'm in pain? Who cares about producing a podcast for people to listen to try and improve their lives when I'm in pain? Pain is the biggest destroyer of discipline and enjoyment in life. And here's the weird thing. It's not really weird, but here's the weird thing. Chronic pain is a modern phenomenon. Now, if you got your arm chopped off in a battle, of course you're going to have some pain there. But historically, if you weren't injured, you didn't have pain. For the most part. Now, there's a lot of speculation on why all of this is. A lot of people like to blame different food groups. Vegans like to blame meat. The gluten-free crowd likes to blame grains. The reality is, most of it is back to the industrial chemicals. The more processed your food is, the more chemicals that it has embedded into it, the more inflammatory the food is. And inflammation just equals pain. That's what inflammation is. Arthritis is inflammation of the joints. And the biggest cause of inflammation in our modern diets is grains. But again, not a bowl of plain oatmeal, a Pop-Tart. There's a big difference between those two grains. So cut out the foods that cause inflammation for you specifically. Some people have a very inflammatory response to milk. I do not. I drink a gallon of milk a day. Some people have an inflammation response to nightshades, which are your potatoes, your tomatoes. Those, for the most part, are super healthy. If you have an inflammatory response to them, try to mitigate the amount of consumption you do of those things. So when it comes to physical health, when it comes to eliminating pain, reducing sources of inflammation is part one. Part two is you need to use your body. It's that simple. If I don't do 5 hours of physical therapy, I'm in pain. If I do 5 hours where I'm using my wrists in different motions, I'm using my shoulder in every different aspect using every different muscle that's involved in the shoulder, because there's a lot. The shoulder is a very complex socket. Joint. That's the word I was looking for. Joint. The shoulder is a very complex joint. But if I use every single muscle involved in keeping that shoulder where it's supposed to be, I'm not in pain. Has nothing to do with my nutrition. My nutrition is great. It is purely that you need to use your body. Use it or lose it. I was not using my certain shoulder muscles enough, so that way then they got weak, others got tight, because when one muscles are almost always in a pair. When one muscle gets weak, the other one gets tight. So I have weak muscles that aren't holding the shoulder where it's supposed to be, tight muscles that are pulling the shoulder where it's not supposed to be, and the shoulder not being where it's supposed to be equals pain. So use your body, exercise, movement, go dancing. Most of you are grown men listening to this. When was the last time you hopped around with a jump rope on a trampoline? Doesn't matter. When was the last time you jumped? Because if you don't use those muscles, you lose them. And then you try to jump down from the bed of your truck and all of a sudden your knee goes out. Use your body. Move your body. We as a society are in constant pain because we spend all day not moving and eating crap. So if you want to be happy, it's a whole lot easier to be happy when you're not in pain. So do the things required to not be in pain. And with that, I will see you all next week.